This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Crystal, I'm not against all leaks. I benefited from many of them. I think the public has the right to know much more than it does. I mean that.
Yeah.
They hide too much from us, and it's our country. But these leaks are not designed to inform the public. They're designed to topple the administration, and they paint a picture that is not complete, it's selective, and I think it's misleading and inaccurate. What's the point of them other than to hurt the guy in charge?
Well, I don't think that's a fair characterization at all. I mean, there's been a concern for a long time, especially up until the point that Bob Mueller was appointed as special counsel. There was a concern that the investigation into Russian hacking in our election would be done in a partisan way and we wouldn't ultimately get to the truth. So if you look at this leak in particular with Reality Winner, this document, the classified NSA document that was released here, it doesn't actually have anything to do with Donald Trump. It has a lot to do with our elections and whether our elections are being tainted by Russians and if they're getting involved. And what it shows is that up through October, Russians were still messing with our election infrastructure. Look, there's an election in Virginia next week, so I think that it is reasonable for her to have made the judgment that it was in the public's best interest for this sort of information to be
out
there.
Well, that's insane. I mean, by the way, that's not actually what it demonstrates, that they were, quote, messing with our infrastructure. It means they, like every powerful foreign government in the world, wants to have more influence here than they do. It doesn't show they affected the outcome of anything.
No, it doesn't show that at all.
And
but it does
point,
show
look,
they
if
were.
If she had concerned about the integrity of our election infrastructure, why wouldn't she bring that to the people in charge of it within government? This is a purely political move.
Well, but there are election officials in every state and every county in the country. And so, look, I think she should be prosecuted. I think that it is important that we have information that stays secret in the government. But I also think that if somebody feels that it is worth risking jail time to put something out there in the public eye, then they have the right to do that.
So would you say that about, I don't know, an armed robber? If you think it's worth risking getting shot during, you know, a liquor store holdup, are you virtuous
this
for doing
it? That's a very different situation.
I don't think it is. So Brian,
no,
I'm sorry, you're going to jump in. Let's give this man a say.
Sure.
All right. Here's the question. We are both Democrats, but I got to tell you, I disagree with you on this, and this is why. In the intelligence community, if you have a problem with a piece of information being withheld and you know what's being done for wrong reasons, there are processes, and she had one, right? You go to the Inspector General's office. You go to the FBI's, various departments that they have that you can go to. We're trained on that. You go to the oversight committees. You go to your member of Congress or a member of Congress. There are systems in play that we in the intelligence community are taught to engage in dialogue on. She chose not to. She chose to go to the media to leak something based on her ideology, her goal, her political goal, and encouraging this. And it's happened, by the way, on both sides of the aisle. Washington Post, New York Times is encouraging it. Bill Kristol on the right. They're encouraging these spies to do this kind of stuff, to engage in their own version of, hey, it's my America and I can do with these secrets as I want. That is wrong. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat.
And that's the whole point of this. I think he brings up a good point trying to get around Crystal Ball and trying to get in there. And good that he was able to get his point. I still have the basic problem of this is that the property was stolen, right? With any other situation, when you are in possession of stolen property, aren't you as guilty almost in participating in breaking the law? So, but because all under the auspices of, the media and the freedom of the press and all that, is that the freedom to break the law? Because they are, they are in possession of stolen property. And so something's wrong here in our thinking that makes it, that rewards the newspaper or the publication or entity to get a hold of top secret information and put it out over the airways. And it perpetrates the violation of the crime here. But, until we do something about that and stop rewarding the media and the press for participating in breaking the law, then we're going to have more of the same, without a doubt, because that is the currency that operates out of the Beltway. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Thanks for joining us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That remains our mission, and all hands are required, ladies and gentlemen, if this is going to happen, get this country back on track. It used to be 7 out of 10 agreed that we were on the wrong track. Now it's 6 out of 10, so we're starting to make some headway, but we've got to get activated. We got to do something more than just wear a T-shirt or put on a bumper sticker. We have got to follow up these ideas with actions, and our next guest will tell you as much by experience. As you heard me say many times, experience defines preference, and John Hope Bryan has a lot of experience. He's an American financial literacy entrepreneur and businessman. Bryan is the founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of nonprofit Operation Hope. Chief Executive Officer of Bryant Group Ventures, member of the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability, and co-founder of Global Dignity, co-founder of the Gallup Hope Index, advisor to business and government, and author of best-selling books on economics and leadership. John, the problem with you is you're just not busy enough. You know, I think you need to get to work.
I have a lazy bone in my body.
Hey, I got to tell you, I so appreciate your heart and what you're talking about here. I mean, you grew up, I was born and raised in Los Angeles. You were right in the middle of the gang-infested South Central L.A. area, so you saw this firsthand. And, you know, it's like the story of the two salesmen, right? They're overseas, and the one salesman, they're both shoe salesmen. And the one salesman says, he writes back to the corporate office, he goes, "Man, this is a terrible place. Thanks for sending me here. These people don't wear shoes. I'm coming back home," and sending all the inventory back. And the other salesman, he goes out and he goes, "Wow, this is awesome here, man. Nobody's wearing shoes. This market is ripe. Keep that product coming," right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Glass half full, not half empty.
Yep, exactly. So here we are. I mean, you're looking at, you're looking at the poor, and just because they are poor doesn't mean that they're invalidated and there's no value. There's lots of value there if you're open to the opportunity, and you can encourage the poor to lift themselves up and not keep them down. And dare I say that the institutions have done more to keep them down than raise them up.
Well, actually, you know, it's a misnomer that the poor are actually the poor. Number one, every big company was once a small one. Mm-hmm. Sam Walton, with a pickup truck and a high school education and a storefront, created what we now call Walmart.
Right.
UPS, with 400,000 employees, started with $100 and a bicycle by a guy named Jim Casey. Goldman Sachs was a little guy named Goldman and a guy named Sachs selling stuff door to door in 1901. So most wealth, it didn't come from crime or government contracting or war. It came from poor people mm-hmm. who had not manicured nails, but dirt under their nails 3 generations ago in our own families. And we fail to realize this in our own lives and think that we all were born fancy, and it's just not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And those are excellent, excellent points here, John. So, you know, in looking at what people would say, as you say, you and I have the same perspective, and looking at the glass as half full and not half empty, we're seeing the potential here. So how do we do this? How do we start? I know some efforts have been made. You've gone a long way in doing this in your organizations, but we need to spread this gospel to where we have more people, and even particularly those who consider themselves poor, the ones that have been conditionalized over the years, you know, right, generation to generation. How do we break through here?
Well, first of all, we've got to understand that 70% of this country is driving GDP. That same 70%, black, white, red, brown, and yellow, who want to see some more green, by the way, in the U.S. currency,
right,
all races, are living from paycheck to paycheck. And 44% of this country, Bill, would have to sell something if they had a $400 emergency. That's 44% of everybody in this country.
Right.
So the first thing to do is sort of respect the resiliency and the need to buck up and support all of America that's driving the large economy on the world. So more resiliency, more financial literacy spread. I mean, financial literacy should be a legal human right. I mean, financial literacy should be taught K through 12. It should be as natural as breathing or voting.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the top end of that scale, I've got a book coming out in September called The Memo. And basically, what I'm saying is we need a generation of builders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you build, Bill. I don't care whether you build a daycare center, a church, a synagogue, a mosque, a barbershop, a high-tech business. Build it positive, build it sustainable, build jobs. We need a generation of builders, and that's what I'm sparking with my Hope Inside location. We have now, so Abraham Lincoln created a bank to teach free slaves about money in 1865. Nobody knows that history. And he was assassinated before anybody even got a chance to operationalize it. I basically restored that legacy, got the federal government to rename the Treasury building the Freedman Bank building across from the White House.
Yeah.
And we're now opening two locations a week, raising credit scores 120 points community by community. And that's when all the lights come on in America. Because nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points.
Yeah, wow.
That's something that everybody can do.
Exactly. Wow. And so you're basically, by bringing it to point and addressing the issues, you're able to affect 120-point FICO score change. That's awesome.
Which means the bank now, Bill, can say yes to your loan versus being forced to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the bank's in the no business because your credit score is, by the way, white, rural, 500 credit score customer, and black and brown urban 500 credit score customer have the same problem. So if we can get the credit score up from 500 or 550 to 650 or 670, the banker can say yes to becoming a homeowner, yes
exactly,
to becoming an entrepreneur, yes to starting your own radio program, hello,
yes to
becoming self-empowered. So I think half of poverty, Bill, is low self-esteem and lack of confidence in yourself. Half. So if you don't know who you are by 9 in the morning, by dinner time, somebody's going to tell you who you are.
Yeah.
So we've got to understand that capital, first and foremost, is capitas. The Latin root word capital is knowledge in the head.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with you. You and I couldn't have this conversation right now if you didn't have internal capital and I didn't have it too. Confidence.
Exactly.
We wouldn't be able to do this radio interview.
Mm-hmm.
So this is some of the magic sauce that we need. Not the fear, not the player hating, not putting our neighbor down. I mean, everybody seems to want to be an American, Bill, but American.
Right. Well, John, you know what I'm finding here and have discovered over my years is that you know, God designed this in each one of his creations. You know, he wouldn't have told us to go out and be fruitful and multiply if he didn't know that we are capable of doing it and that he wasn't going to come alongside to ensure that. So what you're talking about and what we've been saying and the same thing is that, you know, we're looking for an awakening. We're encouraging an awakening within the human spirit. And, you know, fortunately, we live in this country. Say what you want to say about, you know, maybe the glass half empty side of your perspective, if that's what you hold about this country. There is no other country on the planet today that you have the freedom to exercise your God-given right like you do. And so I think it's awesome that you are awakening this. And when we come back, I want to address, because I'm already getting some tweets here, people going, hey, I want to know how to raise my credit score 150 points here. So maybe we'll address that real quick and a couple other things that you're doing as well. John Hope Bryan is with us. We've got more from John after the break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Values, faith, they still exist here.
What it is, Paul, is that nowadays kids get 75 cents a week allowance instead of 25 cents.
That's an awful lot of money for a young.
They get it, Paul, and they don't have to work for it like I do.
You want it straight, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it goes. There are no rules for pas and sons. It's as simple as this. Each mother or father raises his boy or girl, as the case may be, the way that he thinks is best. And I think it's best for you to get a quarter and work for it. You see, when you give something, in this instance, clean the garage, and you get something in return, like a quarter, well, that's the greatest feeling in the world. You do feel good after working, don't you?
Uh-huh. Good and tired.
Well, as you get bigger, well, you'll be doing more and more work for more and more return, and that good feeling will get bigger.
I'm not going to get 75 cents. And I have to work for the 25.
Right. All clear to you?
Yeah. The bigger you get, the tireder you get.
Bill Martinez, live.
Gospel according to Andy Griffith and Opie. Boy, I'll tell you, a great lesson just right there in that quick little soundbite. Our conversation continues with the founder and CEO of Operation Hope, John Hope Bryant. American Banker Magazine 2016 gave him the Innovator of the Year Award, one of Time Magazine's 50 Leaders of the Future, named in 1994. John is an American entrepreneur, author, philanthropist, prominent thought leader on financial inclusion, economic empowerment, and financial dignity. John, before we move on, I want to get into that last question that I got tweeted on. Okay, how do I raise my score 150 points?
You go to Operation Hope. Services are free. Mm-hmm. We're opening two offices a week across the country, so there's a good chance there's an office near you. Mm-hmm. All the services are free. We're operating inside of SunTrust Bank and Synovus Banks and PNC Bank and Regions Bank, et cetera, Whole Foods, Hyatt Hotels. So you just go to operationhope.org, find a location near you. If the location is not near you, then go to our call center, our virtual call center, and we'll do it by phone. It's free. All the services are free. Don't let anybody tell you that you got to give them $5,000. Mm-hmm. To quote, fix your credit. That is a scam. Don't let anybody tell you got to file bankruptcy to restore your financial condition. That is a lie.
Okay, and so go ahead and give the folks the 800 number just in case so they have it, or they'll be able to find it at your website. But, you know, right now we're talking about it. So what's the phone number?
Operationhope.org. Mm-hmm. Once you go to operationhope.org or johnhopebryant.com or me on Facebook at John Hope Bryant Live, you'll see all the local offices and the phone numbers, because we have numbers for emergency financial disaster preparedness, response, and recovery, and we have numbers for credit counseling, which is what your person was just asking about.
Exactly. Okay, great. But this is quite the success story. So now you've turned your local bank into the, as you say, the bank of no to the bank of yes, and you begin to realize some empowerment, and 150 credit score swing can make a big difference in someone's life. Right, John?
It is transformational. It's not just about the credit score. Because when your credit score increases, your self-esteem increases. Mm-hmm. Your well-being increases. Your optionality increases. The lights come on in America, and inside of you, the hope button gets switched. And the most dangerous person in the world is a person with no hope. So Basically, you never had a riot in a 700 credit score community in America's history, ever.
Great point.
Only 500 credit score neighborhoods riot, urban and rural. If you can get the credit score up, you can get the economic energy up, you can get the job creation up. I mean, our biggest problem, Bill, today in America is cratering jobs and economic fear. Mm-hmm. We think it's politics. It's not. We think it's race. It's not. It's economic fear that causes us to want a scapegoat and look for somebody else to blame for our problems. And one of the interesting stats that came out of our annual meeting 2 months ago was that nine out of 10 job deaths in the last decade in America was because of automation, not immigration. Now, that's a powerful stat. Mm-hmm. But the fear makes us believe that our brother and our sister is our problem, when in reality, China wants to eat our lunch, Russia wants to eat our lunch. Everybody is aiming for America and our prosperity, but we're not aiming to redouble our efforts to make ourselves stronger and to see our brothers and our sisters as our strength, which is what has always been the case in this country. So I want a new political party. It's not about the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, Bill. It's a get-it-done party.
Yes.
And we have to get it done. And that's really what this is about. This is really PhD work, not PhD work. Mm-hmm. This is on the ground, community by community, person by person. And it's black folks helping white folks helping black folks. It is all of this leading to more green, which is more economic prosperity, which lifts all boats. So it's just a new approach to solving an old problem in a very rational and practical way.
Well, what you're doing, John, is you're bringing into focus the things that matter. I mean, right now, let's face it, our culture's upside down. We're contending over things. There's the field. The playing field's right in front of us, and we're in the stands arguing, throwing popcorn and hot dogs in one another. And meanwhile, all the other countries are coming in and taking advantage of America's dysfunction. And what you're saying is, look, if it doesn't add to the proposition, let it go. Let's focus on what it is our mission is. It's about, you know, it's about our family. It's about our kids. It's the legacy that's going to be left behind. It's about your own self-worth, as you say, whether it's a credit score or the idea that at the end of the day, you feel good because you went in, you put a hard day's work, you got some good money for it and something to show for it, and you start which I believe leads to happiness and fulfillment is when you're productive in doing what it is that God's designed you to do.
Yeah, you feel dignified.
Yes.
Because you can do for yourself. But what we're doing, to your point, Bill, we're really rearranging the deck chairs of the Titanic, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The ship is sinking, and we're picking drapes.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know.
The problems are obvious, but the solution is also obvious, Bill. What gives me hope is that there's nothing that I said on this phone call that's rocket science. There's nothing right here on this interview. That's rocket science. It's all practical. You don't need the president for it. You don't need your governor for it. You don't need your mayor for it.
Right.
You don't need politicians. You don't need a race relations committee. I mean, this will solve problems in neighborhoods. It'll uplift spirits. Because guess what? If I don't like me, I'm not going to like you.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't feel good about me, I'm not going to feel good about you. If I don't respect me, don't expect me to respect you. If I don't love me, I don't have a clue how to love you. So we have got to understand this all starts with our own inner capital. That's my book, The Memo, in September.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to come back and talk to you about
that day. Yeah, you're always welcome, John. And whatever we can do to partner together to get this message, because what you are – in fact, I was just talking with David French a moment ago, John, and he's a writer, a senior writer with the National Review, as you may know. And I said, you know, we need a voice that can break through, that can bring the disparate parts across. You know, it's kind of like when I was a kid growing up, we had grandma. You know, in Mexican communities, you have the abuela. And if you say something goofy, you know, she looks at you and, you know, just to, you know, kind of give you that look like you're being goofy here. And if you don't get it, what's going to follow is she's going to reach down and off one of her feet, she's going to pull off her chancla, which is her slipper. And that's going to come flying over your head, you know, to make sure that you get the message. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
this is what we need.
Ways,
yeah, exactly. And as you say, John, which is I pray that these words can get out and motivate people because it is within them. It's not like they have to wait on, you know, some special president or, you know, something. Because even in the hardest of times, even with all the regulations and everything, if you're not on the playing field and you're not getting off your butt to go and do something for yourself and your family, well, then, you know, what's changed, right?
You'll miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's still the record, isn't it? You just can't change those statistics. You know, you're going to miss 100%, no doubt about it. Well, John, you're always welcome, you know, to come back on the show. I want to talk about your new book. And, again, Godspeed to you and all the best and whatever we can do to come alongside and reinforce your message. It's a message that's needed. It's one that will elevate. And as you say, it will change lives, and it's changing lives right now. And remind everybody where they can go real quick. We got 5 seconds. For more information.
Yeah, Operation Hope, OperationHope.org, John Hope Bryan live on Facebook.
John Hope Bryan, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, John. Take care.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. SC Johnson is renaming its Insect Science Research Centers in Racine, Wisconsin and Shanghai, China to the SC Johnson Institute of Insect Science for Family Health. It is also expanding new research centers, reflecting the company's 60-year leadership in entomological research and longtime commitment to family health. SC Johnson hopes to raise awareness and education in preventing insect-borne diseases such as malaria, dengue, Zika, and West Nile virus for families around the world and while traveling during summer months. SC Johnson is committed to improving quality of life for people all over the world through educational programs and sustainable business solutions to help strengthen at-risk communities in developing countries. Dr. Tom Mascari, entomologist, S.C. Johnson.
At S.C. Johnson, we are committed to advancing the sciences of insect biology, physiology, and toxicology. We use this knowledge to help educate families on mosquito bite prevention and awareness of insect-borne illnesses, as we have for the last 60 years.
For more information on how to keep your family protected from mosquitoes, visit scjohnson.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, I'm free. Free falling. You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me.
Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. And also, if you want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We always love to hear from you. We're going to be talking about breaking through with biotechnology. 2017 Bio International Convention is taking place in San Diego, June the 19th through the 22nd. And with us right now is the Honorable James C. Greenwood, the President and CEO of Biotechnology Innovation Organization. James, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for having me on.
Well, excellent to have you with us for Bio 2017. I understand that it's expected to draw over 16,000 attendees from more than 75 countries.
That's right. This is what some people call it, the Olympics of biotechnology. It's the largest meeting of its kind anywhere in the world. And yes, we're expecting 16,000 people, 76 countries, 48 states. And it's a opportunity for exhibitors from all over the world to try to lure biotech companies to come to Singapore or France or anywhere else in the world. And it's also an educational opportunity. We have 145 educational panels, all kinds of speakers. And then the most incredible thing is that we have these business-to-business meetings where partnerships are developed, and we will actually schedule 40,000 one-on-one meetings between biotechnology companies over the course of 3 days.
Wow, that's a lot of meetings there. It's a lot of coffee,
it's
too,
amazing.
I would say, right?
And it's a lot of jet fuel saved because people don't have to fly all over the world to sit down and talk with each other.
Yeah, with that kind of connections and networking taking place, that's incredible. First of all, before we get too far into this, I mean, explain biotechnology that is this influential. It's bringing people in from all over the world.
Sure. Well, biotechnology is about understanding life. That it's human life, animal life, plant life, at the cellular level, at the genetic level, at the molecular level, understanding how it works, and then using that profound knowledge for good causes, like defeating diseases, like making farmers more productive, like making fuels and materials that are from plants and more sustainable than from petroleum products.
Mm-hmm.
So our motto is that we heal, feed, and fuel the world.
Wow, that's great. So you got a lot of smart people coming together here. What is the Biotechnology Innovation Organization all about?
Well, we're the National Trade Association that represents about 1,000 companies, mostly from the U.S., but also from 30-some countries around the world. And what we do for those companies is put on meetings like this one and then others in Europe and China and South America and Japan. And the other thing we do is we advocate for public policy at the federal level, at the state level, at the local level, and internationally that's conducive to the success of this whole enterprise of biotechnology.
Well, exactly, or I give you a little bit more of an opportunity to expand on this so that you know our audience has a better handle of
sure.
the biotech industry and the benefits that you're offering Americas and society at large.
Well, for instance, let's take on the medical side. Not too long ago, HIV was a death sentence. And now, thanks to biotechnology, if you are infected with that virus in your 20s, you'll probably live well into your 70s because of the drugs that we've been able to develop. Dramatic reduction, almost 25% reduction in the last 25 years in death from cancer. And we're curing diseases like hepatitis C and then working on thousands of other diseases. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Working on thousands of other diseases with a lot of success.
Well, and that's what I understand is that you've been able to enjoy some game-changing breakthroughs in the last several months and years. You've touched on a few of those. Let's maybe recount a few more, and also if you can give us a little bit of a trajectory of what you think's around the horizon here in the next couple of years ahead.
Yeah, immunotherapy is really a big deal right now, mm-hmm. and it has to do with using our own immune system to fight cancer. So usually cancer is able to become lethal because it is able to block. The cancer cells are able to block the immune system. Well, what our scientists have been able to do is to defeat those blockages and then turn our immune system to cure cancer. Jimmy Carter is a perfect example of this. He had cancer in his brain and his liver and all throughout his body, and one of these brand-new drugs really saved his life. Another really interesting technology is called CRISPR, and this enables us to edit genes at a much quicker and more precise level so that you can, for instance, go into and take any disease that is caused by a mutation and try to correct that by editing the genes in the patient.
Mm-hmm. And I know I was reading some articles on CRISPR, and we're still, you know, we're down the road, but we're still in the early stages. But it's pretty exciting what is what's ahead here for, you know, people that have been dealing with cancer, and like you say, in these other breakthroughs that biotechnology has been delivering. So what challenges and obstacles does the industry currently face here, James?
Well, I think it's mostly in the public policy arena. The science is galloping, and the entrepreneurs are willing to take risks. But the price of some of our drugs, of course, is expensive. And then to add to that problem, you have some outliers, some guys who have been, you know, bad actors in the field. But too many policy makers look at the prices and say we've got to impose some kind of price controls. Mm-hmm. The problem is that if you do that, you're going to kill all this innovation, because 90% of our companies fail, and 90% of their projects, their research projects, fail. And so the only way we can attract investment from venture capitalists and on the equities market is from people who are willing to take that risk but expect a commensurate reward. Mm-hmm. And so that means that some of our drugs have to be expensive, and that's only until the patents run out, and then they're inexpensive for decades to come.
Exactly. Now, how long will a patent generally be in effect for?
Well, patents are 20 years, but then you use up some of that time doing your research and development period. So generally speaking, by the time a drug hits the market, it's likely to have somewhere around 10 to 12 years of exclusivity, if you will, before right. The generics can come on and compete.
William. Well,
and that enables the company to recoup its investment and then reinvest in next products.
Well, you know, it would only seem fair as long as people, you know, people understood, you know, what's going on. But unfortunately, this is the challenge that we have with a regulating-minded government that wants to regulate things, as Ronald Reagan used to say all the time. And that can get in the way of innovation because, as you say, people that are willing to invest the money. I mean, it's one thing if the government was doing it, but if, you know, you've got, individuals doing this, outside entrepreneurs investing in this, then, you know, I believe they should have their fair return. So, you know.
Yeah, what makes it tough is the out-of-pocket costs, over which we have no control. That's the insurance plans often impose 30% or even higher co-insurance on the patient. And,
Yeah, exactly. Okay, where can people go for more information, James?
Go to bio.org.
It's just that simple?
bio.org. Mm-hmm.
Well, great. Okay also, again, we're going to remind everybody, 2017 Bio International Convention taking place in San Diego, June 19th through the 21st in San Diego. Our guest has been James Greenwood. He's the president and CEO of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization in Washington, D.C., which represents more than 1,200 biotechnology companies, academic institutions, state biotechnology centers, and related organizations across the United States. James, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates we have around this country or via shortwave around the world, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 14 before the top of the hour. And as John Hope Bryan said, hey, it's right there inside you. We just got to unleash it and help you discover your own potential, and it would go a long way. I got to tell you, I think what John is doing is just absolutely awesome. It's and you might say revolutionary. That somebody would think, the problem that you're facing is right there within you and can be answered within you. You don't need the government to come and say, I'm going to be your daddy. It just doesn't work that way. Well, fortunately, right now, we'll leave that for the moment, because we've got the Wonder Woman of the airwaves with us right now. The one and only Andrea Kay, conservative radio and TV host. And it's Cooler Talk time. So we're going to talk about those things that, you're talking about at work and all that good stuff. AK, how are we doing?
Well, I'm awesome, especially since, you call me the Wonder Woman of the airwaves.
Hey.
Right now, being a woman is like, that's like the hottest compliment you can give a gal.
Well, look at, from Dynamite and the Dress, from our old San Diego days. I mean, I gotta raise you up. I mean, after all, you continue to expand in an ever positive sort of way, your influence. So you're now Wonder Woman. And speaking of which, boy, what a collaboration there, and what they were able to do at the box office. I mean, they kind of awakened it, because at the start of summer and the Memorial Weekend, a little flat, but the weekend after, thank you very much, Wonder Woman, and the female director, by the way, really tore it up.
Yeah.
and made a ton of money. I think, what, including international, over a quarter of $1 billion.
Yeah, I mean, it was buku. In the South, we just it gets past a certain point to say it made buku, okay? It made buku bucks, baby.
Yeah.
Compared to the last male star who had an action film, I think that was Shia LaBeouf, who sold one ticket, you know, for a movie after, you know, he went full libtard and acted a fool over President Trump.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know if you've seen the movie yet. I actually haven't. I'm going to, but now I want to see it because everybody's raving about it. But what I find so interesting, Bill, is how so many in the left are like heralding Gal Gadot, I guess is how to pronounce her name,
mm-hmm.
because of what she's doing for women. It's like, well, wait a second. Aren't you all the party that says there's no such thing as a gender?
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, this is the thing about people that get stuck in their ideology. They can't help but expose themselves at every turn. And especially, and it's the more fixed that ideology, the more ironic it is and almost, I don't know, schizophrenic, I guess. Huh? What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. To you know, and you weren't the first actually to call the left schizophrenic. I think our man Vladimir Putin referred to the liberals, the Democrats in America as schizophrenic. Because yeah, I mean, it's like one day they're criticizing the very thing that they supported, you know, 6 months ago, kind of like Jim Comey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like 6 months ago he was a goat. You know, and now yeah. you know they think he's the thing happening. It's the same thing with genders. These are the same people telling us that your sexuality is fixed at birth, but, you know, you get to choose your gender. It's kind of crazy. So today, Gal Gadot is like a hero to the left because she's, like, on the battlefield looking fabulous and, like, tearing it up. But who knows how they're going to feel about it next week.
Exactly. And speaking of Comey, of course, right now, you have plenty of room for innuendo, suggestion, you know, as we say, Andrea, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. But tomorrow we'll come out and we'll see what happens. You know, is Comey going to refute and back up what he said? I mean, all kinds of suggestions, whether it's, you know, the Wall Street Journal, ABC. I mean, it's they're absolutely hysterical over this. But I think you're going to end up with a big nothing burger at the end of the day, because if Comey, well, what's he going to do? Is he going to indict himself and say that he broke the law himself because, you know, he felt like Trump was pushing him into it? And he didn't report it, number one. Number two, he had an opportunity to report it again in front of the congressional panel. And he said, no, he never, I think it was a Senate panel, rather, and said, no, he's never been, in his experience, he had never been coerced to stop an investigation.
Well, yeah, you know, for somebody who really, really wants to be, you know, a politician and really politicize the office and likes to be a political animal, he's not very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
He's full of a lot of essay, actually, because, you know, I think the first question from tomorrow should be, were you lying then or are you lying now? Because
yeah.
you're supposedly here to, you know, indict President Trump on corruption. I mean, to me, it doesn't even make sense for him to even come to the hearing, particularly since it's so narrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was allowed to have a meeting with Mueller beforehand, and now he's only going to talk about his interactions with Trump. How is that oversight for the American people? How
exactly.
is that? We're not going to hear anything about the actual investigation, an investigation that was based on nothing, and mm-hmm. 8 months later has still revealed nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, the only thing that's been revealed is there's been a crime, but they don't want to investigate that crime. They're going to step over that one to go after, you know, this ghost out there. And speaking of Putin, by the way, I want to rewind here just a moment. And that is that here was, Megyn Kelly's debut on NBC after paying her $20 million. And they're going, uh-oh.
From Wonder Woman to what's like the opposite of Wonder Woman, okay, because that's kind of what happened with Megyn Kelly. On top of her interview falling flat from a rating standpoint, I mean, she came after a repeat of 60 Minutes, okay?
Mm, yes.
On top of that, even before the interview came out, she was busted all over media for the prom dress she wore with a slit so far up to her hoo-ha
mm-hmm.
that even J-Lo would have been too embarrassed to wear it. And on top of it, then NBC had to come and retract a tease that they put out there because they made it seem as though Putin was going to admit that he had the goods on President Trump, which he didn't. And then the interview airs, and Putin's looking to the audience like, anybody got some pills for this woman? Because she's crazy.
Exactly. I mean, it was dysfunction on full parade here. And the thing is, you know, Andrea, as you know, when you are the anchor, and you're the one, it's almost like the Kathy Griffin deal. It's like, wait a minute, you got people around you. Like, they're not telling you this stuff? I mean, are they telling you that the king that is buck naked in front of you has just a wonderful tuxedo on? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it. I don't know who the producers were here. I don't know how much creative control they gave her over this entire project. She, you know, she couldn't even style herself properly. And I mean, you know, you might be thinking, well, what's all this hoo-ha about her dress?
Yeah.
But it's all part of a production in terms of how you present yourself. And this was her big reclamation. This
right.
was her opportunity to reclaim her status on the airwaves. And I think what she's finding out is that her particular star power wasn't as big as she thought it was.
No.
She really wasn't Wonder Woman. She had a built-in audience thanks to the genius of Roger Ailes and what he built there at Fox, and she didn't appreciate it enough. And now I think we're going to see, you know, her fade into the distance, the movie fade from Wonder Woman to obscurity.
The slow fade here. Well, you know, speaking of the hoo-ha dress, you know, it's ironic because, and of course, on the way out, you know, she's kind of yelling over her shoulder about these alleged sexual improprieties and all this stuff that's going on. And you and I talked about this before. You're in the entertainment business. It's about show. And it is all you're trying to get attention. You know, that's why she wore the hoo-ha dress. And, you know, so here it is. It's kind of like, wait a minute. The very thing that you were disdainful about is the very thing that you continue to perpetuate on your new enterprise here at NBC.
Right. I mean, you know, clearly to me, she was trying to use all the tools that she had in her belt, one of which in order to woo Putin and get him to admit certain things. And one of the tools that she obviously trotted out, a carpenter's got a hammer. And I think she tried to trot out her looks in order to sway. There's no other reason for a woman to be sitting with an international leader with a skirt literally slit almost up to her waist.
Right.
If she's not trying to somehow have an impact on the person she's interviewing or the people she's trying to interview. And that's not to say, though, that, and I want to make sure everybody knows that we're not suggesting that what a woman wears makes it okay for somebody to sexually harass. But that was a part of what the complaint was about the environment at Fox News. And then she takes it to NBC, and you know what? NBC ain't got a problem with it.
Well, if the red cape causes a bull to charge and you don't want the bull to charge, then do you continue to carry the red cape?
Good point.
I'm just saying.
Like she's wanting to wear that red cape, but at the same time, you know, she's wanting to have a bayonet or something to stab at anybody who comes at her for the fact that she had the red cape.
Well, AK, what about did you see the red carpet incident with Seinfeld and Keisha?
Oh, so painful.
Oh, my God.
The Putin interview with Megyn Kelly. It was painful.
Yeah. I mean, the poor thing. I mean, I really fell for it. And you're thinking, you know, here's Seinfeld. I mean, you know, extend some grace. Be cool about it. Okay. But by the same token, I mean, he's in the middle of an interview. And this is what people do sometimes. It's one thing if you know somebody and you think you can crash their interview. But if you don't know them, they don't know you, other than, you know, she wanted to say she was a big fan. And maybe because she was on the red carpet, that gave her license to go up there and interrupt the interview and then ask for a hug. And then, you know, and it was clear that Seinfeld, you know, he wasn't in a hugging mood. And she kept pushing and going, well, how about a little one? It's like, oh, my, oh, gosh.
Respect, lady, okay? I mean, that man, it looked as though he was about to call the gendarmes and file a restraining order against this woman. Ladies, do that.
Yeah, don't do that in the whole deal. So, and Keisha, I mean, you know, God bless her heart. I mean, hey. It happens. It happens to the best of us. But when you know you're a star, and it happens on the red carpet, it really sticks out. No doubt about it. Well, look, it's out of trouble. Stay in touch. Always good to be talking to you, Andrea Kaye. Yes, the Wonder Woman of conservative radio and TV host. That's the new title. I think it fits well, Andrea. I don't know. What do you think?
I love it.
You got it.
I can't.
All right. Until next week. Fly safe. Huh? We'll talk to you later. Ciao.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States.
rates. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. Deep.